I don't need you to vote 4,000 times online to make me an all-star. I already am, and I'm always here. America Weekend starts right now.
America Weekend.
Welcome to America Weekend. I'm Ed Kalenge. As always, very happy that you can be here for this hour of the show. Stay with us. We have a very special guest this hour, Cindy Williams. Laverne and Shirley, one of the most iconic shows of its time. It was the only show to ever premiere at number one, 36 million viewers the first week out. If you're of my age, if you grew up mid to late 70s, early 80s, every Tuesday night, ABC 8:30, you watched Laverne and Shirley, right after Happy Days, of course. Well, Cindy will join us. She has a great new book that is out. I enjoyed reading it this week very much. Shirley, I Jest, A Storied Life. We will talk about her early years. We will talk about American Graffiti, a terrific movie. And we'll talk about Laverne and Shirley. And then the Entertainment Report with Christina Staffo, followed by Filling Foods That Can Help Combat Stress. And you will be shocked what you will be suggested to eat so you can fight your stress. We'll talk about it. And then Fit in a Minute with Lisa Ritchie. Are you a slave to the scale? Oh, did I lose 3/4 of a pound this week? Well, Lisa will say there are other ways to go about it. We start things off this hour with, this week, the Midsummer Classic. That's right, baseball's all-star game. And I don't care what anybody says, football, basketball, hockey, soccer, all this other stuff. Baseball is still our national pastime when it comes to sports. So the all-star game. But there's a problem. For years and years and years, the fans vote to decide who plays in the starting lineup for the All-Star game. And then the managers of each team will decide the rest of the roster. But the problem is, for the past, what is it now, almost 10 years, the All-Star game, which is an exhibition game, means something. The winning league gets to play games 1, 2, 6, and 7 in their home ballpark in the World Series. So you could be playing game 7 of the World Series to decide the World Championship, and it's dependent upon what happened in the All-Star game. And a game that begins with people that are placed there by fans, voting online. Oh, you can only vote 35 times, please. You can't tell me that there are teams out there that just set up a whole bunch of computers with different IP addresses, and they literally have interns constantly voting over and over and over and over again. If you followed the voting this year at all, the Kansas City Royals seem to be the only team in the American League there. You used to be able to get a paper ballot and punch the ballot out. It's a kid that was actually pretty cool. And I remember I took my son a couple of years ago to Citi Field in New York, and he was able to vote for the All-Stars. Well, now it's all online. I guess, did we ever have an issue with hanging chads when it came to the paper ballots for the All-Star game? I guess not. But still, there was something really neat about being able to vote on a paper ballot. But that's all over with. There is also something else this year. They've changed the rules of the Home Run Derby. More people pay attention to that the night before the All-Star game than the game itself. So with those details and his thoughts on the ever-changing Home Run Derby, time for this week's edition of Sports in Focus. Here is Adam Walsky.
It's hard to believe, but we're about to reach baseball's All-Star break, that time when sports addicts like me get to take a breather for a few days, maybe assess where our favorite baseball team is in the standings, and gear up for NFL training camp. Major League Baseball has changed the format for Monday night's Home Run Derby to help it move along. Contestants will now have a time limit and will be rewarded with more time for longer home runs. Now, with the new time element, the Derby becomes a two-person contest as the slugger pitching partner will have to be quicker and more consistent with his or her deliveries. Certainly beats watching pitch after pitch go by, and when the player doesn't swing, you wonder, what was wrong with that one? Now the clock will force a competitor to swing at almost every pitch. The other format change is that the Derby will now be a head-to-head elimination with 8 players starting. Instead of the top 4 advancing, then the top 2, it's an actual home run hitting tournament. Good to see MLB spicing it up. With Sports in Focus, I'm Adam Walsky. Back to you, Ed.
Thanks, Adam. Stay with us. Cindy Williams is up next. This is America Weekend, and I'm Ed Kalenge.
America Weekend.
Big success in a minute with George and Mary Lynn. They started their business while in college.
But their study suffered because it demanded so much of their time, so they decided to throw in the towel.
They approached an executive in a related business and offered to sell it to him for $1 million.
He balked, then countered with a price of $750,000. The two entrepreneurs agreed.
But the buyer backed out, fortunately.
Because now Larry Page and Sergey Brin are multi-billionaires, and their company Google is one of the most valuable brands in the world.
So when a door closes in your face, listen carefully. Opportunity may be knocking on another one. It will lead you to big success.
Find big success at BIGGSuccess.com.
The Movie Man 6-second review starts now.
Everybody loves heroes and everybody loves dogs. Put them together and you get the slightly cheesy but fetching Max the Mini.
6-second reviews are brought to you by summer's most unapologetic new comedy, Trainwreck, starring Amy Schumer, in theaters July 17th.
Now, cheap psych tricks with Dr. Buff.
Well, my baby's here.
And Dr. Buff here. So you've mailed a letter you wish you hadn't. Maybe you've written someone a nasty letter, they've apologized, and you want it back before they've read it. Or maybe you just mailed a letter by mistake. Can you get it back? Easy. Just ask the post office. Here's the social science of it. It's very possible to retrieve a letter after you've already mailed it, but you must act fast. Once you realize your mistake, head to the local post office, ask them for form PS1509, sender's application for recall of mail. Fill it out, give it to the postal clerk, and you've got a shot of getting your mistake back. And get this, it's absolutely free. What's the cheap psychological trick? Act in haste, repent at leisure, because this time the post office to the rescue. Love to hear from you. Send me an email at drbuff.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 888-359-MY-TV.